This goes to Brianna, B-R-I-A-N-N-A, Draper, D-R-A-P-E-R, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249. Regarding A-R-I-A, D like David, N like November, E, Wrath. It's W-R-A-T-H. Date of birth 9/26 of 1942. Dear Miss Draper, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Rath, who likes to go by Elaine, with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was October 28, 2025. Her weight is stable. She is complaining of intermittent episodes of palpitations. Generally, when they happen, she takes several deep breaths, and then they stop. She has not brought that to anyone's attention yet, and we'll be discussing it with you at her next office visit. She never gets dizzy, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, and this generally happens at rest. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She has chronic edema that is stable. No cloudiness or blood in her urine. Medications, I want to highlight Rocaltrol or Calcitriol. It's 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Losartan is 25 milligram daily. Bumex is 1 milligram in the morning and 0.5 milligram in the afternoon. Jardiance is 10 milligram daily, metoprolol 25 milligram twice a day. Other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 146 pounds. Pulse is 60 and blood pressure right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130 over 66. Lungs are clear, heart is regular. Abdomen is obese without ascites. And she has 2+ edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 4th, 2026. Creatinine 1.42, estimated GFR is 37. Previous two levels were 1.25 and 1.42. Calcium is 9.0, albumin is 4.0, phosphorus 4.8, electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin 11.6, hematocrit 37.1, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, secondary hyperparathyroidism on a low dose of calcitriol 3 times a week. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.